Here's another sign of change in South Africa's approach to the AIDS epidemic. The military is now allowing HIV-positive soldiers to be promoted and to serve in foreign deployments. That change comes after the nation's high court overturned a long-standing ban by the South African National Defense Force. The BBC's Southern Africa correspondent Karen Allen reports from Johannesburg.
On the southern edge of the Kalahari Desert, a fighting force is at work. Hawk jets flying above us have been bombing positions on the ground.
That's right on target.
Some 6,000 members of South Africa's National Defence Force are taking part in Exercise Seboka. It comes just weeks after the military has been forced to review its position on the recruitment, deployment and promotion of HIV-positive staff.
It's not as if now that the floodgates are open for sick people to be deployed.
Lieutenant General Vijay Ramlakhan is the Surgeon General of the South African National Defence Force.
If you are HIV and sick, clearly you will not be in the front line. If you are physically fit and you are just HIV positive, then your HIV positive status will be minimised as a negative factor.
Sukubuzo Makolumo is the attorney who brought the test case.
It means that people who are HIV positive in our military, who, for instance, are on treatment and have stabilized on treatment, they meet minimum requirements, they will now qualify to be recruited and deployed and promoted, which was not the case in the past.
It's too early for the troops at the battle school to assess what this means, but Helmut Roma Heitman, a defence analyst, says the move is a step too far. Though the new rules mean that an HIV-positive soldier has to meet the fitness requirements that matches a particular job, he considers it a breach of trust for the ordinary soldier.
One of the things the ordinary soldier does demand of his leadership is that we do not expose them to unnecessary risk, and what we're doing here is exposing them to unnecessary risk. It's bad enough we send them out to live under harsh conditions and get shot at. Now we're putting them in a situation where one of their own comrades could totally inadvertently infect them with a fatal disease.
Others argue the risk to fellow soldiers is small, and the reality is that many who serve in the South African Defence Force are already HIV positive, whether they know it or not. Studies have found that between 25 and 30% of soldiers are infected with HIV, and that most soldiers acquire the disease while on deployment. On a beach during his off-duty hours, Dumasani Gumbi is being put through a tough fitness regime. He discovered he had the AIDS virus 8 years ago and is now on antiretroviral drugs. He's a platoon sergeant in charge of some 36 soldiers. But his HIV status has hampered his career prospects and chances of doing peacekeeping duties overseas.
When we're fighting, when you do peacekeeping force, we are not biting the people, but we are just being peacekeeping force.
So there's no extra
risk, per se. There's no way. Then it means that we are also qualified.
Kilo 54 Delta, Lima Mike 3.
For a defence force that's had to adapt since the end of apartheid, it's hard to find soldiers opposed to the change.
The people I work with, we've had this conversation. It's not really a problem. We would just like to know. It mustn't be a secret.
You'd always rather want to know if there's someone amongst you that has... is infected with it, because it makes it safer for the rest of the guys.
An hour and a half endurance.
The military may have been forced to open its doors by the courts, but as one of the biggest troop-contributing countries with 3,000 peacekeepers in Darfur, Congo and Burundi, the South African Defence Force can't afford to lose the experienced men and women in whom it's invested so much. In part, this new AIDS policy is a reflection of that. For The World, I'm Karen Allen, in Johannesburg.
We checked in with the U.S. military to learn what its policies are toward people with HIV. A Defense Department spokeswoman tells us that if you're in the armed forces and test positive, you can continue to serve. But if you test positive beforehand, you won't be allowed to join the military. And one more note on this World AIDS Day. Our colleagues at the BBC have put together an audio slideshow you might want to look at. It features posters from across the globe designed to raise awareness of HIV/AIDS. Some are shocking, some are subtle. All of them are worth checking out. That's at theworld.org.